Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast, issued on Sunday, March 24th at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Highline Partners and Cook City Super 8, Bear Claw Bob's. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Since yesterday morning, the mountains have no new snow. This morning, temperatures range from high 20s Fahrenheit in the Bridger Range to teens Fahrenheit near Cook City and mid-20s elsewhere. Wind is 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the east to northeast. Today, wind will be 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the east to southeast. Temperatures will reach high 30s, with increasing clouds and light snow and rain this afternoon. By tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible in the southern mountains, with 1 inch possible near Bozeman. The past week of daily above freezing temperatures and sun created a wet snowpack on mid to low elevation slopes and slopes that receive direct sunshine. Overnight, below freezing temperatures formed a frozen crust on the snow surface, which makes the snowpack generally stable this morning. Today, above freezing temperatures and some sunshine will melt this crust and make wet snow avalanches possible. This afternoon, cloud cover and snowfall will reduce wet snow avalanche activity, but any rain will weaken the snowpack and increase the chances of natural and human-triggered avalanches. If the snow surface is wet and unsupportive, move to lower angle or cooler, shady slopes. Yesterday afternoon, skiers in the northern Bridger Range triggered a small, powerful wet slab. This was an eye-opener, similar to a timber sled-triggered avalanche on Thursday that buried a rider up to his waist. Yesterday, we went to Saddle Peak and found a wet, unstable snowpack on sunny slopes, and the surface crust melted by late morning. We found a dry, generally stable snowpack on high-elevation, shady slopes. The last few days, wet slab avalanches were triggered by humans and ran naturally. See our photos page for a look at this activity. Today, these types of slides are possible on slopes where the snow surface is wet and unsupportive. Even small wet slabs can be powerful and set up like concrete. Be cautious of steep terrain above you where natural wet slides could start, similar to a recent slide on the Sourdough Canyon Trail. Anticipate decreasing stability as temperatures warm through the day, especially on low elevation slopes and slopes that receive direct sun. The avalanche danger is low this morning and will rise to moderate this afternoon. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations to share, drop a line via our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.